Hello there, and you're very welcome to another episode of the Arkham Avengers FFPL podcast. You join me, the host, along with Eamon, Hector, and Captain Fantastical Mick, where we take a look to see how the managers in this league are getting on for the season. However, we'll also be talking about much more. So, kick back, stay tuned, and enjoy. And hello to one and all, and you're most welcome to this week's show. This week, we'll be taking a look at Game Week 36. And checking out to see how the managers got on. I'm joined by Eamon, Hector, and Captain Fantastical Milk. Gentlemen, how are you all keeping?
I be well, thank you. Nice to ask. All good here? Yes, very good.
Hello. All is good in Camp Eamon this week. We had a nice weekend, and I hope everybody is doing well. Also, lovely weather. You know, the weather is great. It makes you feel good. There's a sense of the well-being there. Yes, we do have work to do, but it's also time, you know, to put the feet up and relax there.
And Mick?
I'm doing very well, thanks very much. It's nice to be back here again. Just feels like I never left any place.
There's not a lot of football left, lads. Game Week 37 is in progress at the moment as we're recording. And on the 28th of May, it's the last game week. Can I ask you a question? Of course you can, Hector.
What do we do after the football season finishes?
Well, that's an interesting question, Hector. Hopefully, I'd like to think that we could do a recap of the season that's just gone by for our managers. Maybe get a chance to talk to some of them. And I'm sure you lads have some holidays lined up.
I have to say, I think the recap sounds very good to me, and possibly worthwhile maybe would be to do a little planning for next season to think about where we're going and what we're doing.
Yes, indeed, Eamon, it's a good point. And also I must get the photograph of the trophy for the 23-24 season along with the medals. We'll put that up on social media as well. But that's all yet to come. However, let's take a look at Game Week 36. The highest points were 180, while the average points were 65. Okay, lads, this is a game changer, I think. We have a new manager at number one. He was in second place last week. It's Taiga. 121 points. Eamon, do you want to talk about this?
They had two transfers and they lost 4 points. They decided to captain Wilson. And got 48 points, which is very good, I think. Haaland was there with 7 points. Salah was there with 12 points. Mahrez brought in 6. Mitoma had 5 points. Trippier had 11. Akanji had 6 points. Alexander-Arnold came in with 13 points. And the goalkeeper, Rea, had 7 points. And on the bench, they had Shaw with 8 points. As I said, I think the captain choice was really super here. Great choice. And you have to take a look at the points that those 9 players. Leave Shaw out of it for the moment. He's on the bench. But those 9 players, look what they brought in. And the other 2 players who were on the pitch, they brought 3 points in each. It wasn't a case of they got 1 point. We discussed it last week that Taiga might take first place. But not even I expected or envisaged that they would take first place and also go 15 points ahead. Now, the big question here, of course, is can they hold it? What's Kane the keeper's response going to be to this? It's a fabulous result. It's great timing. This manager is like the Man City here. They have cruised along and now have nipped in. And other guys are puffing and puffing and are out of steam. Well done. And I'm interested to see how Game Week 37 turns out, because there's a couple of double game weeks in here. And this is a make or break game week.
Now, as a result, of course, of Taiga going up, Kane the keeper have dropped down. They got 90 points. Hector, do you want to talk about this?
They had the 90 points, as you said, but they had 2 transfers and they captained Isaac and got 14 points. Haaland was there with 7, Fernandes with 6 points, Mitoma had 5 points, Salah had 12, Trippier had 11, Shaw had 8 points, Alexander-Arnold had 13 points and the goalkeeper Edison had 8 points. The captain choice got them 14 points, which is not bad, but not enough for this week. The other 2 players, they also got 3 points each, which is handy. I think, though, matching Taiga, but it's, you know, in a lot of areas of the pitch, but it's the captain choice that's making the difference between the 2 of them. I think, though, this manager will be working on their strategy to try and get back in the top spot. And although it will be quite interesting to see, as Eamon say, how they react, because there has been a little bit of pressure building there constantly over the last weeks. As Eamon say, often Taiga were chipping away there. How does Kane the keeper feel about this now? They were in first place for so long. They have remained consistently there for so many weeks, and now have they faltered coming to the last hurdles? Now, there's no change in third place. Lafayette Lions with 81 points. Mick, do you want to have a chat about this?
Well, they didn't have any transfers this week, and they decided to captain Grealish and got 2 points. Haaland was there with 7 points. Isak was there with 7 points. Salah had 12 points. Mitoma popped up with 5 points, and Henry had 6 points. Me had 11 points. Trippier had 11 points, and Eustopian came in with 17 points. Well done, him. And on the bench, they'd got De Gea, 6 points. Other than the captain choice, it's a very good result for Lafayette, and keeps them in third, keeps them pushing ahead there. But I do think they're going to have to address their captaincy choice. Can't be slipping up like that, lads. No, not at this rate.
Okay, and by the way, it's Henry, it's not Henry.
Sorry, what did I say? Did I say it was Henry?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I do apologise. Didn't mean that.
Okay. No change in fourth place then. Arkham Avengers, 85 points. Amen.
The Spoofer had one transfer this week, and they opted for Haaland as the captain. They got 14 points. Mitoma popped up with 5 points. Salah had 12 points. Me had 11 points. Shaw was there with 8. Alexander-Arnold had 13. Trippier had 11. And De Gea had 6 points. So they're all the big hitters on their team here. The captain choice is decent. It's worked out for them. They got 14 points. And they had some good players to come in off the bench. Smart thinking there with the Spoofer. The important thing here is that they're now only 6 points behind Lafayette. They are putting the pressure on. We thought that they were starting to stumble and fall away, but the Spoofer has surprised yet again here. And I have a feeling that it's going to go down to the wire. It's going to go down to the last game week to see which manager takes third place.
Well, here we have another manager possibly in the running for third place. In fifth place, no change. The good, the bad, and the goalie. 96 points, Hector. They did not have a transfer, but they did have Haaland as the captain and got 14 points. Isak had the 7 points. Mitoma had 5. Salah had the 12. Lindelof came in with 7. Eustopian had the 17 points. Shaw had 8 points. Alexander-Arnold had 13 points. And goalkeeper Edison had, 8 points. And on the bench, they had another goalkeeper, Steele, with 7 points. Good captain choice again with the Haaland. Very good result. They were 1 point behind the Spoofer in game week 36 and 7 points off third spot. In my view, it's a case of the Jerry strikes back here. Really showing what they're made of. Not going to be wafted away to one side like a little fly saying, go away, you're not going to do anything here. I think they're all putting pressure on one another here. But this is a great result. And this kind of gives the momentum to the Jerry to jump ahead of the other two. No change then in sixth place, but best season ever, 72 points. Mick.
Well, this manager had 2 transfers this week and they opted for Joe Linton as their captain. Haaland was there with 7 points. Well, Joe Linton got 8 points, by the way. I suppose I should say that, shouldn't I?
It would be help, yes, Mick, if you wanted just to say who were the star players here and what the captain got. Like, you know, it would be helpful.
All right. Okay. Do you want me to start again?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so I'm talking about best season ever. 72 points, 2 transfers. Joe Linton was captain and got 8 points. And Haaland was 7 points. Kane had 7 points. Mitoma had 5 points. Trippier had 11 points. Akanji had 6 points. Alexander-Arnold had 13 points. And their goalkeeper popped in with 6 points there, sweetie. I think the captain selection here is really questionable. I'd see what they were trying to do. They were trying to take advantage of Newcastle having a double game week. But that doesn't always pay off. And it didn't pay off for this. Like 8 points. It didn't pay off. I think, though, that this result, 72 points is not bad. Like, we're not going to cry about it. But I do think it put a real dent in their ambition to try and finish in the top 5.
Now, we have a new manager in 7th place. They were in 8th last week. It's Blightham squad. 87 points. Amen.
Blightham had 1 transfer and they had the captain, Trippier, 22 points. You'll note there, Mick, that I am giving the points. Wilson was another man who popped up with 24 points. Jensen had 6 points. They also had such players as Salah for 12 points, Mahrez for 6, Van Dijk for 6. And on the bench, Alisson, goalkeeper, had 9 points. The good captain selection with Trippier. They did have Wilson. That would have been an even more impressive haul of points. But we can't knock it. Like, that's hindsight. And it's great that it's a good result from this manager. Well-timed, starting to move on the table. They're not going to threaten sixth place, but this is a manager who has struggled this season. And it's nice to see that the hard work has paid off.
And as a result of they're going up to seventh, down to eighth, Raglan Road, 60 points, Hector. They had one transfer and their captain was Kane, 14 points. And they bested the rest of the players, as Eamon was saying. Estupian came up with 17 points. Trippier had 11 points. It was a decent captain choice. 14 points 1 week would be very good. But the lot of players on the team here had let them down. And this manager will not be happy. I think that they will be probably saying, lad, you have to go. And I'm not, and thank God this season is coming to an end. No change then in ninth place. Maximum effort, 60 points, Mick.
Well, they didn't have any transfers this week, and the captain was Haaland for 14 points. Isaac came in with 7, and other players on this team were Dunk with 6 points, Diaz with 6 points, Trippier with 11, and goalkeeper Rea with 7 points. Okay, they got Haaland as their captain, fair play. I think they were lucky to have a few players who, you know, brought in some points, but not much going on, though, really, today. This is just coasting.
And no change in 10th place either then. What a beauty, 99. 69 points, Eamon.
They didn't have any transfers. And this is the normal business of this guy. Go for weeks without a transfer. Or do one transfer and then go weeks again. And their captain this week was Trippier, who got 22 points. And the other players who managed to bring in some points of note were Haaland for 7, me for 11, Byrne got 9 points. The goalkeeper, Pope, got 10 points. You say, what's this to say here? Nothing really. You caught a few points. That's about it on your bike.
Okay, and then the rest of the table looks like the following. Up to 11th from last week's 12th is Real No Stars with 56 points. Down to 12th from last week's 11th is Kalish Bate, 51 points. No change in 13th, Silverstroke, 82 points though. And no change in 14th. Better idea, 22, 23, 40 points. I suppose, lads, yes, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen in game week 37. Eamon, you have something to say there.
Yes, well, I think the captain choice is going to be very crucial. And getting the players who are going to be playing in these double game weeks. Some of these players are not going to play. And you might be tempted in saying, ah, go for that guy, he'll be playing. But he might not be. And the other thing is, like when you come to Man City, like the Guardiola effect here, that's a big player. It's a big player. And we've got some guys injured on other teams. It's going to be really tight here to pick a good man who's going to play two matches.
Mick?
Well, I have to say, I'm just more interested to see what Kane's capable response is going to be in here. I think it's really interesting that they've been doing so well, but I think they could fight back. They could do a bit of a, what was that, Hector, you were saying? Jerry Strax back? So it could be Devon Strax back or Return of the Devon or something like that.
Seriously, what were you two doing? Watching Star Wars movies all week or something?
Okay, listen here. I
think we'd be keeping a close watch on those, especially to see what teams are going to finish in the top three.
I mean, you know, we have potentially at the moment, you lads reckon that best season ever are out of running for fifth place.
Their chances have been diminished unless they have a super game week 37. They have taken a dent. And at the moment, I don't see them making up the difference there. They've had all season to get into fifth, stay in fifth. They faffed about. They haven't been as professional, as productive, as punctual, as committed as they have been over years before. I'd say they're probably distracted by something. And I think that sixth place is probably where they're going to remain.
Okay, so we have Taiga versus Kane, and then we have Lafayette versus Arkham, and the good, the bad, and the goalie. Right, gentlemen, thank you very much for all of that. As always, very interesting to get your input and your comments and your thoughts there. Eamon, Hector, have we anything from either of you to finish this week's show?
There's nothing from me. I'm taking a week off from having a rant. You'd be pleased to hear that.
Well, that makes a change. I have to say, I nearly fell off my chair when you said that. You're not having a rant. Are you feeling all right, Eamon?
Yes, I'm perfectly feeling fine. Thank you, Mick. Not a bother on me. Not unlike you. You're out of practice talking on the show here when you start saying, this is the captain, Joe Linton. Then you go on talking about somebody else's pointer.
That was just a little slip up. So it was, you know, that's just a little bit out of practice, Simon, a little bit out of practice. I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Yes. Well, the football season's over, so don't bother getting there.
Okay. Hector, have you anything?
Yes. I have a few shout outs, if that's all right.
Well, go ahead. Take it away there.
Hello to everyone and welcome to Hector's Hellos. Today I give shout out to all our listeners in Iran, Frankfurt am Main, in Germany, and in Dresden as well. Listeners in Amsterdam, Paris, Milan, Naples and Rome. We have our listeners in Spain, Portugal, South Africa. We had note from Brendan in Australia. Hi Brendan, hope you're keeping well and thank you for joining us. And we also have David in New Zealand. So thanks guys for getting in touch with us. We have our listeners in Chicago, Alexandria in Minnesota, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York and Florida. Listeners down in Paraguay, Peru, in Brazil. Hi mom, how you doing? I'll be home probably in a couple of weeks when the football is all over here and the lad don't need me on the show too much. Let me see where else. We have our listeners in Ireland and in Iceland as well. In Ireland, of course, I have our listeners in Dublin, Cork, Monaghan, Leitrim, Mayo, Longford and Kerry. And that's it for this week's Ciao from Hector Solos.
Thanks for that, Hector. Okay, lads. Well, as I said, thanks very much and thank you for being with us this week and I hope you enjoy the rest of the week, the sunshine and the weekend and we'll talk to you next week. And to your listeners, thank you as always for joining us and to subscribing. Don't forget to tell your friends, colleagues, relatives about us if they want to join in and listen to the lads here having a barony or a chat about football. And if you want to get in touch with us, remember, you can drop us an email at arkhamavengersffpl@gmail.com. So until we talk to you next week, all that remains for me here to say is that I hope you enjoy the rest of the week and take care of yourselves. And for me and the guys here, have a good morning, good afternoon, a good evening, a good night. Take care of yourselves. Stay safe. We'll be back. Slán.